Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Kuf. We are up to Sif Gimel. Ain't open neck of the basar b'sakin l'sloso bo. So we don't go ahead and put a holes in basar with a knife to hang up the basar. Aval biyad muter. But with the hand, it is okay. What's it talking about? Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Gimel Tezvav. He says, "Milashon zeh mashma da'afilu b'al bayis la'atzmo." From this lashon, it sounds like even someone who the stam owns meat, ein lo lasos nekev b'basar ha'shachut, cannot go ahead and make some type of hole in the meat. Kedei sheyuchal l'tloso, in order to be able to hang it up on a kotel, to hang it up on the wall. Shelo yaseh kederach shu oseh b'chol. That's what people do during the week. It's a ud b'chol. Aval yesh b'farshim de'ein advarim amurim ela b'katzav amocher basar. However, others say no. This is a halacha specifically by the butcher, the one who cuts up the meat, who is selling meat. Shadarcho b'chol, his what he does when he's during the week when he's selling meat, things like that. It's lasos nekev. He would put some type of hole, v'sakin with a knife, b'abasar in the basar, kedei sheyuchal lokeach, so that the one who buys and acquires the meat, he can lechos sham biyado lalicho lebeso. He basically put a hole in there, like in the meat, so that the one who buys the meat can stick his hand in and hold on to the meat, nice and delish, and take it with him, carry it with him that way to the home. And therefore, on Yom Tov, if he wanted to do and make such a type of a hole, it would have to be done, okay, with the yad, to make it clear that the sale is not mutter. In other words, the guy is going, and remember we saw earlier that a person could go to the butcher and get meat, as long as he does it in a way that it's not done with the classic mekach u'memkar without setting a price and things like that. So one of the other things is when you get the meat and the butcher and things like that, the butcher can't go ahead and sell the meat and give away the meat in the same way. He has to go ahead and make the hole, the person take away the meat, not with the knife, but with a hand. Okay, but again, he starts out by saying from the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, it sounded like it was a separate halacha of not putting a hole in the meat in the classic way in terms of being able to hang it up on the wall, Rocky style. Guys, remember Rocky Balboa hanging up the big piece of meat and then pounding it? Anyway, so he says, that's what he says. So to go ahead and put a hole in the, Mr. Shem one day, in the afikomen to hang it up, that you'd be able to go ahead and do. But to go ahead and make a design in there, make it a pure circular hole, or make it make a groove in there, like a Magen David, like a star of a Magen David, that you should be machmir. Okay, in other words, just make a hole so that you can be able to do the trick, but none of this fancy razzle dazzle. And he goes on and he says, "V'im lasos bo siman mutter afilu b'sakin." But if it's to just go ahead and make a siman in the meat, then it's okay even with a knife. Why would you put? Why would you make a siman with such a knife? So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Tezayin, Lasos Bo Siman, Shelo Yachlifenu Adam. You're putting a siman in the meat so that it doesn't get mixed up with someone else's meat. So that would be mutter even with a sakin. Sifkat and Yitzayin, mutter afilu b'sakin. Isa b'gemara derabba bar Ravuna mechatech atlas karnasa kishaya mishalayach habasa lebeso. He used to go ahead and cut on the three corners when he would send the basar to his home, and he used to hayah ragil lasos kol chaticha balis shloish karanos ubeveso. Okay, so he would make it in this way so that when it was brought to the home, they even know shezeh hayah siman shelo tamid. They knew this was his siman. Aval osios b'tziyurim asur lasos on b'basar, but to make designs, as we saw before, in the basar, that is asar, to go ahead and do derech siman b'yontov. It's asar to go ahead and write letters and pictures in the basar on yontov as a siman. Okay, that's what he says. All right, let's move right there. Sif dalet molgin harosh ve'araglayim u'mehavivim oisam ba'or. So what people would do is we talked about this maliga, we referred to this sif earlier, that there was a whole shaila about doing maliga of the total goat, if you remember, But here, this is something that was classically done. They would do maliga for the rosh and the raglayim, for the head of the animal and for its legs. Umehavim oisav ba'or. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nitches, Molgin, Beroyschin, Achar Malicha, Kedei Lahas Shir Haseya. So what was classically done with the head and the legs was they would put it in boiling water after the Malicha to take the hair off the head and the legs. V'chein me Havhavin, I think that they used to singe it. Dahavi Malacha L'tzorech Ochel Nefesh. This is the Malacha L'tzorech Ochel Nefesh. U'pashit L'das, again, that was okay to do. He says it's pashut to him that according to the Yesh Machmirin, if you remember, just to review way back in Taf Tzadi Hei, we saw the Shulchan Aruch's opinion was that the only thing that was usher to do on Yom Tif when it came to Melechas Ochel Nefesh was if you had Machshirei Ochel Nefesh that could have been done, maybe Ol Yom, that was usher to do on Yom Tif because you could have done it Erev Yom Tif. That was Dafka by Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. According to the Shulchan Aruch, regular Ochel Nefesh, even if it could have been done the day before, it was no problem to do it on Yom Tov. Then it was the Yesh Machmirin, if you remember, who said that even for regular Ochel Nefesh, if you could have done it the day before, okay, it's also to do on Yom Tov, unless you did it with a Shinui, if you remember. It was a whole Shaila, could be the Chatchila, you know, put it off in order to be able to do it with a Shinui. But in principle, the Yesh Machmirin held that, look what he says now, L'das, back to the Mishnah Berurah. Even by Ochel Nefesh itself, in Efshar Lo La'asos Me'erev Yontov Aser B'Yontov, that opinion held that by Ochel Nefesh, if you could have done it Me'erev Yontov, even by regular Ochel Nefesh, and this is regular Ochel Nefesh, to go ahead and to eat the head and the legs of the animal, to do this Maliga was okay, but if it could have been done on Erev Yontov, he says, we're talking here, in a situation where the guy did not have enough time, the malgo me'erev yom tov, he did not have enough time, assuming the shechita happened erev yom tov, he didn't have enough time to do the maliga of the head on erev yom tov, the yadua, she'eno meskalkel im haya malgo me'erev yom tov, because it's known that the behema does not go ahead and get ruined if you do the maliga from before yom tov. Oh, the ma'iri, or we're talking where, she'shechato the yom tov gufa, or we're talking about where the Shechita actually happened on Yom Tov. So if the Shechita happened on Yom Tov, then obviously the Maliga is totally okay on Yom Tov. And as we know, you could go ahead and shecht the Behema on Yom Tov, even though you could have done it beforehand. And you could ask, why don't you say that it's usher to go ahead and shecht on Yom Tov? Because you could have shechted the Erev Yom Tov. So we pointed out way back when on Simon Tav Tzadi Hei, that you can't compare the tam of basar that was nishchat that day to the tam of basar that was nishchat the day before. And therefore, shechita is never viewed as something that was yochal lasos me'erev yom tov. But if you did the shechita on erev yom tov, then maliga was something that if you had enough time to do, you would have had to do it the day before, according to the Yesh Machmirin. So go ahead, Johnson, next time you do your maliga on your chicken, on your sheep head, make sure you go ahead and do it on erev yom tov, unless you're shechting it on yom tov. Okay. Anyway, let's move weiter. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, Amal Ein Toflin Oisam Besid Velo Becharsis Velo Ba'Adama the Mechsei Ki'ibud. But even though you could do Maliga of the Rosh and the Raglayim on Yom Tov, you can't go ahead and put Sid, which is like lime and some type of other type of Charosis and Adama, which were all items that were used to go ahead and preserve the ore, and in this case, it would be used to preserve the meat as well, so the meat doesn't, you know, spoil. That would be usher because it's mischazei ki ibud. Even though we know that this ain't ibud ba'ochlin, that by ochlin there's no such thing as ibud because it's food, but here using these items is mischazei, looks like ibud, and therefore would be usher. The ain goes as in osam by Mishnah Berurah sifkat nchach b'sid. Why would they you do it? You would do it. Also to get kedei lahasir haseyar, to get rid of the hair, but again, that was something, those things that were done, okay, were l'chaira, even though you were doing it to get rid of the hair for your own ochel nefesh, it was asa mida rabbanon, because it looked like ibud. Okay, ve'ein gozer oisam b'misparayim, okay, shenira ka'oisa l'sara chaseyar, also you don't go ahead and do gziza on it with its, with the kalim, with the scissors of gziza, because it, once again, it looks like it's for the Seyar and not for the actual eating of the Rosh and the Raglayim. We now move weiter. Hey, Mutter Limloach Kama Chatichos Bivas Achas Afal Pi She'eino Tzarech Ela Achas. Now we're coming to the halachas of salting, of kashering meat. So as you all know, kashering meat is something that has to be done. And obviously, if you shecht on Yantif, a behema, you have to go ahead and do malicha. Unless you're roasting the animal, if you want to eat the meat and cooking and things like that, you have to go ahead and you have to do a full-blown malicha. So you're allowed to go ahead. Let's say you have a behema. Now, you're not going to eat necessarily a whole behema. Remember, you can shecht the whole behema, even though you're not going to eat the whole behema, because you need to shecht the whole behema just to be able to get a kazayas of basar. But now you have this whole big chunk of meat, and you're not going to eat all of it. So can you go ahead and salt all of it? Now, what's the advantage of salting all of it? Even if it's the stuff that you're not going to eat, the salting also helps preserving the meat, so it doesn't spoil. So what you're allowed to go ahead is you're allowed to go ahead and salt, okay, the meat. Kama chatichos bevas achas. You could salt a bunch of pieces of meat in one shot. Afal pi she'eino tzarech ela achas. Even though you only need one piece of meat for Yom Tov itself. So in other words, since look at the Mishnah Berurah, he'll spell it out. Sifkot l'chafalot. Bevas achas. B'mapoles yad achas. One, you know, chucking of the hand of, like, you know, one chucking of salt with your hand onto the meat. Don't you yeshkan shalosh chatichos. Like you have three pieces of meat. You put them next to each other. You go ahead and you fill up your hand. They share malicha with the amount that's necessary for malicha shel kol hachatichos of all the pieces of meat. And you spray it with the salt in one shot. Okay, you could do this. Why? But he says, even though for Yom Tov you only require one piece of meat. V'hatam, he says the reason is, shetorach echad hu torach l'chol ha-basar. This is only one tircha for all of the basar. Shari mochan b'yachad, because you're doing the malicha, okay, together. V'yachal pisha hu mosif k'tzas tircha, even though he's adding a shtickle tircha to go ahead and do it, shari tzarech l'hafech, because you have to flip kol chaticha v'chaticha v'ne'atzma in order to go ahead, even if you have all the meat pieces together, and even if you're going to go ahead and in one shot go ahead and spray with salt, one handful of salt, still, it's adding a little bit of tircha, and you have to flip each piece of meat, b'ne'atzma, k'dei l'mochon, in order to salt, b'tzad sheni, in order to salt it on the other side. B'komakom keman, d'minat Torah, ein ibud ba'ochen, since minat Torah, there's no iser of ibud by food. K'moshe k'sadu l'el b'simen shin chaf aleph. So therefore, hekelu chachamim l'moach b'vas achas. So therefore, the chachamim were makel that you can go ahead and do malicha in one shot. Im choshesh, shema yasriach habasar. If you're choshesh, that maybe you will not. Maybe you will go ahead and have meat that will get spoiled. So, and again, this will prevent the meat from rotting. And therefore, they allowed you to go ahead and do this. It was a kula of the chachamim because since there's no core iser of ibud, so even though there is a tircha involved, they were makel. Okay. Now we move weiter. Sif katan weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. The Yesh Omrim, this is the Ramah. The Yesh Omrim, the Lo Shari Laharim Rak Kodem Achilas Shachris. And there are those that say that it is mutter to go ahead and pull shtick, but only before Shachris in the morning. Now the question is, what in the world is he talking about? You can go ahead and pull shtick with the Malicha, but only before the morning meal on Yom Tov morning. So he says, Halashon, look at Mishnah Berurah Chaf Gimel, Halashon Megumgam. The Lashon is a shtickel butchered. How is it butchered? It's butchered for the following reason. The Lo Niskar HaRama Klal, the Rav Mechaber. We don't see the Shulchan Aruch talking about HaRama doing subterfuge in any way. The Kasvu HaRbei Mefarshim. So many Mefarshim say that what's going on here is Shechasar Kam B'Dev Rav Mechaber. We're missing a key line here in the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein Sarach Lomar. This is what really the Shulchan Aruch was saying. And the Rama is coming off of that. The Shulchan Aruch really continued on and said, not only can you go ahead and in one shot go ahead and salt all the pieces of meat lined up next to each other in one handful chuck of salt, chucking of the salt, you could also do as follows. Mukhtar laharim, you could pull shtick, b'lemloach, and salt chaticha, one piece of meat, b'achar kach, and afterwards, litol lacharis, afterwards take another piece of meat, b'lomar, and you could say, b'zeh ani rotzeh. You could say, I want this piece of meat, b'rotzeh lomar. I mean, each time you can say, I want this piece of meat. Rosalomar dafilu kisheino moleach bibas achas, yesh takana. It says, even though you're not salting them all in one shot, there is a way to do it. Dahinu al yidei harama, by doing this subterfuge. Sheyomar bezua cheres ani rotze asha. You know, after each one, he says, no, I want the other piece of meat. V'tiru lo davar zeh, and they were not there, this type of subterfuge, this type of shtick and trickery in order to save the meat. K'dei shelo yimaneh l'shchot. This is, again, in order so that people will not be, okay, will not refrain from shechted, from shechting l'shchot. If they know, if the person knows that they're not going to be matir, the individual, to salt all the meat, the asi lemisrach, and it'll come and spoil, so they were matir going ahead and salting in this fashion. And there are those that say, even if it was shechted on Erev Yom Tov, he went on to say, nami mutter lemloach, you'd be able to go ahead and do malicha like this, kulon bi Yom Tov, on Yom Tov al yedei harama, through this type of subterfuge. And on this comes the Ramah, the Yesh Omrim de Lo Shari Laharim. And this is where the Ramah came and said that you're not allowed to go ahead and do subterfuge only before Rak Kodem, only before Achilas Shachras. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Chaf Dalet, Rak Kodem Achilas Shachras. Only if you did it in the morning of Yom Tov, the Be'emes, Tzarech Lechol, is a Chaticha. Because since it's before the morning meal, right, remember there's only one meal on Yom Tov, you don't have Shal Shuddis. So since it's before the meal, so then you're still going to what? You're still going to need at least one piece of meat. But if you already ate on Yom Tov, and you're really not going to eat anymore, you're not allowed to go ahead and then pull the shtick, do the subterfuge, and salt. Even if you're going to go ahead and cook the yitom at and eat a little bit, because the only reason why you're really doing this is to go ahead and be able to salt the other pieces of meat. So you're really not even eating it. You really don't need to eat it. You're just doing the subterfuge, the Ramah says, in order to go ahead where it's clear, and apparent that it's not for eating. Again, normally you're allowed to go ahead and do the subterfuge, but at least it has to be that there's one piece of meat you're going to eat. But if you don't even have that, and you're only going to eat it as shtick, the eating itself is shtick, then the whole thing is one big shtick subterfuge in appearance as well. And therefore, that would be us according to Ramah. We'll see like this coming in Siman. And even if you want to go ahead and salt all the pieces together, nami aser b'kikonzeh, it's also going to be aser. According to this, even if you salted extra pieces of meat all together in one shot with one meloch of them, that's also going to be aser this way. Because again, you don't even need that one piece. Even that one piece, you're only eating in order to salt all. Lo shayach b'zeh lomar tircha achas al kulam. You can't say tircha achas al kulam. It's one tircha for all of them. Sharei gam la'achas eino tzarech be'emes. Because even for that one, you don't really need it. V'eskimu achronim. Now, what's the bottom line? The achronim come and they say, the kol zeh, the Ramah is saying good, but that's only v'she'eino yodua lo b'vadai she'yasriach im lo yimlechanim. Comes the achronim and they say, we accept the Ramah in situations where we don't know for sure that the meat will spoil. Aval b'yadua lo b'vadai. We know the meat will spoil for sure. Mutter l'molcho, it's going to be permitted to go ahead and salt it. Afilu achar achila, even after you ate on Yom Tov morning. Afilu b'zeh achar zeh, you need to do it one after the other. Al yedei shiyarin, if you're going and pulling shtick, right? The subterfuge, al kol chaticha lomar, saying each piece of meat, mizu ochal hayom. B'sarach shiyochal kazayis achar. And you have to eat a kazayis. Okay, so what he's saying is, even though in principle we should follow this Ramah, if for sure the meat is going to spoil, you don't have to follow this Ramah. You could even do the subterfuge mahalach, even after Shachris. Okay, remember the Ramah said that to be before Shachris. He said you can do it after Shachris, as long as in the end you eat a kazayis. And even this is only going to be mutter if it was shechted on Yom Tov, right? Unlike the Shulchan Aruch, remember who said if it was shechted on Erev Yom Tov, he might be able to pull the subterfuge. Here, no. Only if it was shechted on Yom Tov, and it's going to for sure spoil, then you could do it after Shachris. So the person will not be prevented, okay, in the future from shechted. But if it was shechted on Erev Yom Tov, since you could have salted on Erev Yom Tov, it's going to be usher to go ahead and salt the basar. You don't need on Yom Tov. Unless, of course, you did it like the Ramah said, before Shachris meal, where you will then have, okay, at least had to have been salting it for the meal that you're going to be eating right now, and then you'd be able to follow what the Shulchan Aruch said to do in terms of harama and subterfuge, even if it was shechted Merav Yom Tov, provided that it was before the Shachris meal. Coming weiter here, umutter lim loach habasar b'Yom Tov af al pi shaya efshar l'molcho me'erav Yom Tov. Comes the Rama here, and he says it is permitted to go ahead and do melicha of basar on Yom Tov, even though he could have done it on Erev Yom Tov. But we already discussed the Mishnah Berura, right? And now Rama is spelling this out, that you could do melicha on basar, even though it was shechted on Erev Yom Tov. Again, we saw you could even pull the shtick subterfuge with the other pieces of meat, as long as it's before Shachris. And here he says as follows. But what's the reason? Why? Why is that okay? Remember, when it came to the skins, we didn't allow that if it was shechted. It was shechted on Erev Yom Tov. Only it was shechted on Yom Tov. Okay? All the shtick with the skins and things like that. He says, for Tolomar, Kishamocho lachshiro lotzi damo, when the person is doing malicha to kasher the meat by getting rid of the blood, umitam, and the reason is, Mayamocho Erev Yom Tov, if he would have salted on Erev Yom Tov, what would he have had to do? Hayatzarach achar hadach hashniya lamocho od pam sheni. If you're going to salt it a day before, in order to preserve it for the next day, after the rinsing, after the salting, you'd have to go ahead and salt the second time. And lashoso, and leave it in that melach, leave it in that salt ad lomachar to the next day. The mokain, because if not, it would go ahead and it would get ruined. The meat couldn't stay. Again, they didn't have our type of refrigeration, all that kind of stuff. Davar yaduahu, and it was known kishabasa shoa harbe b'melach. If meat stays overnight a long time in salt, it's going to lose its taste. The meat's not going to taste as good. The fichach mutul loach habasar. Therefore, it's totally permitted to go ahead and salt the meat. Sherotzal ochlo bo b'yom. So perfectly okay to go ahead, and even if you shechted the meat the day before, and you could have done the malicha the day before, you could wait to do the malicha on Yom Tov itself. Okay? The agaban mutter limloach. My daughter showed me I'm going over time. Sorry, Ben. The agaban mutter limloach. I'll just finish up this mishabri here. The agaban mutter limloach. Shari abasa kevin shubabas achas o al yidei ha rama. And, okay, you can go ahead and salt on top of the basar, on the other pieces of basar, if it's all the bas achas or for harama, avalam kvar nimlach v'hudach mishum dam. However, if once it was already salted and rinsed for blood, then that second malicha aser lemochol pamshenis b'yom tov kidei shelo yaseh. That you would not be able to do just to go ahead and prevent the spoilage. Afilu b'shachris, and even b'shachris kodem achila, even b'shachris before you ate. Why? Sherei ein derech lemolach basar b'shas b'shulo, because it's not the derech to do malicha before you cook it. The other rabba, just the opposite. Medichin also, you rinse it. Mimalcho mishas bishulo. V'mkei muchacham milsa. Therefore, it's clear. Shemaleach rak. You're just salting it for one reason. L'sachin habasar, just to go ahead and preserve the basar for the future. The other basar, l'chein aser. Therefore, the aser. Amnam b'lel Yom Tov sheni. However, if you want to go ahead and do this on the night of Yom Tov sheni, if it was shechted before, lachzor l'molcho to go ahead and to salt it to preserve it. Al yedei sheyarim to go ahead and do these shtick. And the subterfuge on every chaticha lomar mizuva chal machar. When you say tomorrow I'm going to eat from this piece of meat, the chen yasa, and you can do it sheyochal man maat lamachar, so that you can eat only a little bit of it the next day. That was okay. Sif katan chavav af al pi shaya efshar lamochol me'erev Yom Tov, even though he could have salted it on Erev Yom Tov. Af al pi shaya umikol makom dagim. He says when it comes to fish, they're better if they were salted, right? Salty fish, some good herring. Asa l'molchan b'Yom Tov, it's asa to go ahead and salt it on Yom Tov. Kishaya yochal l'molchan me'erev Yom Tov, right? Making your herring, okay, your salty herring. Ve'ein b'chlal zeh masha nosnin melach l'soch ha-machfas shemevashlin osam. But we're not talking about adding salt to the, you know, to the pan when you're cooking it. Ve'ein iser b'melicha ele mishum gzeiras ibud. The iser melicha is for one of two reasons by food. Either because it's a gzeira mishum ibud, right? We've been talking about, like, well, what's the yisr? What were the yisurim of salting that we were so concerned about? Two things. One is because it has the appearance of ibud, even though there is no ibud by ochlin, or mishum de toreach shelo l'tzeil yom tov, or because it's an unnecessary tircha, not for Yom Tov. In this case, shenose l'toch hatashil, you're putting it in part of a dish, and you have to stop salting it to make it a better fish, okay? It's part of the actual cooking process, that would be okay. But if you're just going in and salting to make it a better fish, to improve the fish, to make it like into a herring or something like that, that seems to be, okay, a problem if you could have done it, right, and made the herring, the salty herring, on Erev Yom Tov. Then he says, "Uminei dagim harakim hamiskalkelim b'shianuchu zman rab b'melach." And he says the little fish that get ruined if you leave it a long time, okay, in salt. That type of fish mutter lemalchan b'yomtov afilim kran be'erev yomtov b'dinan kemaliches basal lechol davar. There, since the derech of such fish is that it will get ruined if it stays in salt for such a long time, then there's no problem, even if the fish was already cut up on Erev Yom Tov, because that would be, okay, like Malichas Basar, totally the Chaldavar, and would be totally permitted. Yashikayach men, we will finish up Machar, and then Amitz Hashem on Tuesday, we begin the Halachas of Havara, not Ha'avara, which we learned already, Legabe Shabbos, okay, the Isser of carrying Dal Amos, which is a Rabbin, Mavir, lighting and kindling on Yom Tov, which is a Malacha on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, as you know, that is one of the classic Meleches Ochel Nefesh, which we will already be discussing on Tuf, in Tuf Kuf Aleph, Adkan, Lo Yoseh, Shkoyach Men.